This is JIS News. Coming up, government remains committed to making acquisition of land titles easier. School administrators advised to not impose screening exams on children. And Spanish teacher trainees receive $1 million in scholarships. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has reaffirmed government's commitment to making it easier to acquire land and secure titles. The Prime Minister says land acquisition and the accompanying security of tenure have a profound effect on personal, social, economic, psychological, and emotional well-being.
You will therefore understand why my administration is so committed to empowering as many persons as possible to realize their dream of not only owning a piece of this land, but to have that ownership guaranteed by a registered certificate of title.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was delivering the keynote address at a titling ceremony for 70 land settlements in St. Anne, St. Mary, and Portland. The titles were prepared under the recently concluded cadastral mapping and land titling project, jointly undertaken by the governments of Jamaica and the Republic of Korea. The Ministry of Education is advising school administrators to desist from administering screening exams as a prerequisite for admission. An advisory issued Tuesday by the ministry warned that it is a violation of the education regulations of 1980 to require students to sit a screening examination before they can be considered for admission. According to the regulations, no person who is eligible for admission as a student to a public educational institution shall be refused entry except where there are no more spaces at the school. Schools are therefore being urged to accept students on a first-come, first-served basis, also taking into account the child's proximity to the school. The release underscored that in all cases, the rights of the child must remain at the forefront and access and equity in the school system must be preserved. 20 pre-service teachers pursuing diplomas and degrees in Spanish have been presented with scholarships valued at $50,000 each, courtesy of the Spanish-Jamaican Foundation, SJF. The student teachers were awarded based on academic performance, general conduct, and financial need. They were presented with certificates during a special ceremony at the Shortwood Teachers College Auditorium in St. Andrew. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites, guest speaker at the ceremony, expressed gratitude to the SJF and the Spanish Embassy for its continued support.
The presentation of scholarships valuing $1 million to 20 trainee Spanish teachers from teacher training institutions across the island will ease the financial burdens attendant on pursuing tertiary education.
And the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is expressing satisfaction with the turnout at the first in a series of island-wide consultations on the Climate Change Framework Policy and Action Plan Green Paper. The Green Paper examines climate change plans as well as the implementation of special initiatives within key sectors. Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill was at the first consultation held in St. Mary on February 14.
We need to get the message out. I am very pleased with the attendance. I'm very pleased with the profile. And above all, very pleased with the questions that emanated from the gathering.
Consultations on the Climate Change Green Paper will also be held in Santa Cruz February 18, Montego Bay February 19, and Kingston on February 20. The series is aimed at raising awareness about climate change issues. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.